Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing. Do your thing, let me do my thing. Bump, bump, bump it up. Bump, 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 bump it up. Bump, 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 bump it up.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back with another episode, and it's Doc Blaylock's happy birthday stream.
It is. My birthday is indeed a damn dirty thing.
Yeah. Don't ask him how old he's gotten, because memory's the first thing to go. So.
Well, they haven't gotten done counting the rings when they sawed my leg off earlier today.
Oh, joy.
How are you, Will? It's good to see you.
I'm getting there. Got a new puppy as of the first of the year.
Nice, nice.
I wanted to call her Duchess because my previous two dogs were called Duchess. And my girlfriend said, "We live downtown, not uptown. That's a little bougie for us." And then, "Hey, why don't we call her Harley?" I go, "Oh, that's a win."
There you go. There you go. Yeah, my co-host Tanner got a dog about that same time. It's the long-haired German Shepherd breed. calls her Saber. Excuse me.
Harley is part pit and part husky.
Okay.
So she looks like the pit, but you can tell she's husky. She's got the blue eyes and the white around and stuff.
Is she talkative?
She's starting to get, yeah.
Yeah.
With the head swinging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dog, my youngest one, she's only two. And I can't even believe she's two already, but she's in the elbows and knees phase. She's part lab, part pit bull, but she looks all lab. I mean, you can't see any pit bull in her. She was born without a tail, so she's got a little nub. But she won't talk. She's like scared of her own voice. She'll occasionally slip up and oh, or something. And she goes, she reacts to her own voice. Like, "I shouldn't have done that." I'm like, "No, please talk."
No, she does. She's got like Wolverine claws, big claws. So, I mean, she's only 6 months old, so she's going to get a whole lot bigger.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's in the eat everything phase. She's in the Galactus phase.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
since you mentioned Tanner, it's also happy birthday to his daughter, I believe, too.
his daughter, and the day before, his son.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have a busy birthday week over there. We do here also. My wife's birthday is 7 days before mine, so we usually celebrate in the middle. Mm-hmm. Just meet in the middle or on whatever weekend is closest. So we had hers, we had mine, and it was wonderful.
So well, we're happy birthday to Mrs. Doc.
Yes. Yeah. Tacy and I are the same age for exactly 7 days.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Shadowhawk talks. Hail and happy birthday, Doc.
Hail Shadowhawk. Always a pleasure to see. Just a wonderful gentleman is Shadowhawk.
Oh, yeah, he pops in all the time.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So what's been going on with you?
Work, my man, work. All I do is work.
Lots of it.
Lots of it. I wish that the amount of time I put in to my work translated into being prolific, but alas, it does not. So I work very, very hard at what I do, but I'm not as fast as I would like to be. And I figure at my age, we'll not likely to get much faster. So, you know, I write, I draw, I do occasionally still paint. I went out and painted with a friend of mine the other day, and it was good to get back. That's my first discipline is painting. So it was good to get out and do that and have a good time. But mostly I just sit right here and I draw or I write.
And this is a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is like a prelude, a little bit of backstory going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, excuse me, the star of this book, A Damn Dirty Thing, is Jake Bishop, private investigator. He's your typical hard-boiled 1940s, just hard-boiled private investigator. But he's also a ditch wizard, so he has certain supernatural abilities. And we were going to meet him in book two of the Pariah trilogy, but I wanted him to have a little bit of an intro. I wanted people to know him a little bit better. So I went ahead and brought forward this story. I already had it pretty much done. It's called A Damn Dirty Thing. And it gives the readers a chance to meet him before we see him again in the second Pariah book. And there is an epilogue in A Damn Dirty Thing where he's being called in by the police because they're baffled by a series of, it looks like a serial killer is using supernatural abilities to murder Russian mobsters. So he's being called in to see if he can help with that. And that, of course, is going to lead into the next Pariah book.
And when's book two of the Pariah main story coming your way?
Well, it's the next thing I'll be working on. I've got two projects ahead of it, but they're small. I'm doing some page breakdowns for a friend of mine. I'll probably be finished with that here soon. And then I'm helping Chris Brown at Laughing Rogue. He has a noir card collecting game called Scene of the Crime. And so I'm doing all the cards for that and the box cover. And when I'm done with that, excuse me. Then it's time to get back to the grind and sit down and start working on Pariah Sanctum of Hate, which is the next book. After that, we'll have another Jake Bishop story and then the final. Or I might just do two Pariah back to back. I don't know. We'll have to see. Depends on how fluid I'm moving at the moment.
Also, Scene of the Crime is what my friends used to call wherever I went drinking the night before.
So I'm debating with myself, and I'm talking to my publisher, Anthony, about it. You know, do we want to go the next two Pariah installments and then Jake Bishop? But the fear there is I don't want people to lose touch with Jake Bishop in between. But he's kind of prominent in book two and book three of Pariah. So I think there's enough there of him where we can keep it going and just keep going with Pariah. So book one was Blood and Mud. Book two is Sanctum of Hate. Book three is Garden of Malice. So we'll see. We'll just have to see.
Let's jump into this. So.
Hey, we got another backer since I looked last. All right.
Oh, good.
Whoever you are, thank you very much. Appreciate all
the backers. We're going to pretend it happened during the stream.
Yeah. Now, you know, the last time I was on with you when we were doing Pariah, I picked up, I think, either two or three backers from your show. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if you want, you can play that trailer.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Yeah, I realized FMC doesn't like when you blow up your trailer to full size during a stream. It's like, wait, I'm not on dial-up. What the hell? I pay $10 a month for this. Work, damn it.
Look, I just always attribute it to, you know, technology hates me. So yeah. It's me. It's always me. It hates me, and I, you know what? I hate it right back. Yeah.
Don't we all?
But yeah, so Pariah is my love letter to those old black and white noir films. Will, we're of an age, you know, late night Friday or Saturday night, or even in the middle of the day on a boring rainy Sunday, the Maltese Falcon or Casablanca or one of those would be playing. Mm-hmm. And unlike other young kids who were turned off by that because it wasn't Godzilla or the Super Friends, I loved them and just fell in love with them. And I couldn't put my finger on it as a kid. What was it I liked about them? But, you know, here it is all these decades later and I still love it. And this was my, I hope I've achieved giving you a black and white movie in a floppy comic book.
Yes. I not only love like the crime noir stuff, because I remember reading Dick Tracy in the comic strip when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And congratulations to 10 years, Mad Cave Studios just released their brand new Dick Tracy #1. I read it over on the Global Comics app that I got a year's free service from supporting our friend John Hervey's campaign, not last campaign, but the campaign before.
Right.
So I get to read all of his stuff. And then I discovered that everybody's putting their stuff up there. So I basically get to read everything from Mad Cave. And they've been putting out like a lot of good horror stuff. They did a great job on, and they kept it 1940s.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm like, perfect.
You got to send me a link to that website. Will, I have not heard of that, but it sounds like something I would really be into, that I would enjoy that.
Yeah. The latest deal that, they usually charge like $100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
to read whatever you want that's on there. There's all kinds of web comics, manga, horror. Everything's broken down into like subcategories.
Right, right.
But I mean, you can go and read like the first three Spawn compendiums if you want. Mm-hmm. They just put the first omnibus compendium of Invincible up there.
If
somebody's been watching like the cartoon, and just like great indie comics, like all over that app. Plus, you know, small press stuff.
That sounds really cool. Maybe I can get on there. We'll have to see.
And they just did they've got a deal going on right now because they just put the entire catalog from Vault Comics on there.
Uh-huh.
So if you get the code from Vault, you can get a whole year for half price, so like $50.
I'm gonna have to look into this, my friend. I'm intrigued.
It's a good app. Plus, it's a lot easier to get your indie comics available on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like behind the paywall, so more people can read it if they've got the app.
Right. Right.
Than it is to try to do anything on Amazon.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like it.
So I dig it. There's a lot of indie creators that I know that have their stuff up there. So mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Reenie just got her book up there.
Very cool. Very cool.
And my buddy, Frankie B, his Kaijus and Cowboys are up there. Like the first three.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. So. Yep. All right. So, damn dirty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to dive in. This is a 20-page prelude, right?
It's not really a prelude. It's just what do we call it? Supplemental story to the Pariah universe. So all of my books take place in the same universe, and there will be more than just the two titles. But I'm only one man, so I'm going to have to hire some other artists to write or to draw while I write. But basically, the world is set in what looks like the 1940s, but they have all of our technology. So it's modern times, but the aesthetics of the 1940s just stuck around because it wasn't broke. It didn't need fixing. Everything looked amazing. The way men and women dressed back then, the cars, the architecture, everything was just beautiful. So in my fictitious world here, the city is Solomon City.
Okay.
And Jake Bishop operates out of an area called The Cut. It was Iron Heights until I found out there was an Iron Heights mental hospital in D.C. I'm like, well, son of a bitch. So I had to change the name, but it's kind of a seedy little part of this big mega city that's somewhere on the Atlantic seaboard between DC and Norfolk. It's got everything you could want. So in Pariah, we met Elizabeth Payne, and she has her ordeal. And this takes place in that same city where all of that took place. So our story is kind of pretty simple here. Before the events of the book, A Damn Dirty Thing, Jake Bishop and his partner, Frank Donovan, had been trying to do a skip trace on a bail jumper. And it was a pretty simple case, and they were closing in on dude, and all of a sudden the office gets blown to smithereens, and they never find the body of Frank Donovan, and his secretary is killed laying in the street right in front of him, and Jake somehow survives. And after 10 long months of recovery, he's on the hunt for boss Vito Morelli, who was behind the bombing. And so this is the story of Jake trying to track him down to bring him to justice. And he's joined in his adventure by the beautiful and mysterious Portia Vance. And for the life of him, Jake can't figure out why someone as intelligent, as beautiful, as capable as she seems to be, as hell-bent on getting to Morelli as he is. He's never heard of her. He doesn't know her. So she joins him on their adventure, and it takes them down the coast to a little hideaway resort town called Eden's Cove. Excuse me, Eden Cove, not Eden's possessive, just Eden Cove, which is an analogy for Hilton Head Island, to see if they can get their hands on him.
Now, this is not just a comic, but it's also a novella.
True story. True story. Yeah, the novella is, I'm not quite finished with it yet. I've been saying I've got about a scene, maybe two scenes left to write. It'll be done before we start fulfillment, obviously. I write very fast, so that's not a problem. But yeah, I wanted to really flesh out the story and the narrative voice and really give a much more immersive experience. And so that's the novella. And the novella will be illustrated with illustrations that do not appear anywhere else. So in other words, I'm not just taking images from the comic book and throwing them in the book. There'll be unique images to the novella.
Nice. And I'm looking at the featured tier, which has
Damned If You Do. Yeah. Yep. This is the Damned If You Do tier. So that's the Damn Dirty Thing comic book, the novella, the Pariah Blood and Mud cover A. It is the Damn Dirty Thing coffee mug, the Golem tapestry, excuse me, from the first campaign, the Portia Vance print, and two sketch cards, and plus you'll get the digital copies. So that's the Damned If You Do. The Damned If You Don't is only $60, and it's everything from above except the Pariah stuff. So this is just the Jake Bishop stuff. So everything up there minus the tapestry and the Pariah Blood and Mud comic.
Yeah, so if you missed Pariah Mud and Blood, you can get the featured tier and get all the swanky stuff in there. And that tapestry is a blacklight tapestry, right?
It absolutely is. And it's beautiful, wonderfully done. I drew it. Carol did the colors. Did a great job on it. And Anthony has a little inside swing with a company that makes them. And so we get them directly to him. In other words, he just goes across town and picks them up. No extra shipping involved. That's why we can sell them a little bit cheaper.
Nice. And Anthony has a proverbial hard on for black light stuff.
He does. He does. He's a, look, he's a stoner. What can you say?
I know.
He wanted to, we talked about doing a tapestry for A Damn Dirty Thing. Not now, but that's not to say there might not be one in the future, because I, you know, the cover that we're looking at right here, it says cover A, but there is no cover B, cover C. It's just cover A. Is a homage to those old movie posters from those classic movies. That's what we wanted it to look like. And I think that would make a great tapestry, even in black and white. It's just a poster that'll never tear.
Definitely. So if you're like me and you got the Pariah Mud and Blood, except I ran out of money before I knew Luke Stone was doing a cover. So I've got the two. I've got yours and Jim's cover.
Right, right.
That's all that matters. I've got stuff from Luke already.
Yeah, Luke's cover is beautiful.
Oh yeah, I saw it afterwards and I was like, oh.
He did a great job on it, and I'll tell you this too, Luke is a heck of a guy, and shit, I think I got to be on his show in the morning. I don't even remember now. You know how when you're on the Shield tour, you never know where you're going to be. I remember
it was just all bleeds.
Yeah, when I was doing Pariah, I woke up early, came back here with a cup of coffee, all bleary out. I sit down at the computer, and my messages are open, and there's just a link to a StreamYard. I didn't even look to see who sent it. I just clicked on it, and I'm live on a show. And I'm like, where am I? I don't even know where I am.
Who are you? What show is this?
So, yeah, that's the Damned If You Don't tier. And then below that, we get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. You want the comic book? $7 for the floppy. We worked hard as we could to keep the price point as low as possible and not go in debt making the book. So that's $7 for the comic book, $9 for the novella, and then $4 for the PDF of the comic book and $4 for the PDF of the novella.
Nice. And, but if you back one of the physical tiers, you will get the digital copies of the books anyhow.
Correct. Correct.
So buy physical, would you?
Yeah. Buy physical. Come on.
$15
gets you a dollar's discount on both the novella and the floppy. That's been a pretty popular seller. We got 9 people on that so far.
Nice.
And then if you want, the digitals of both, you can get both of them for $7. That's a savings of $1. Again, we're trying to be kind to the pocketbook here. Cause you know, the economy is doing great right now.
He's telling us. I never believe a damn thing the White House tells me.
They keep telling me the economy is doing well, but damn it, my bills don't seem to be going down.
No.
Can't figure that out. Can't figure that out for the life of me, Will.
And we got a nice up close of the coffee mug.
Absolutely. Now the mug on one side has the book logo, A Damn Dirty Thing. On the other side, it's going to have Jake Bishop's business card on it. The mock-up has the old one before his partner died, Bishop and Donovan. I think the new one, we'll see it a little bit further down, will be on there. Just Jake Bishop Investigations.
I really wish that black fedora came with it.
Right?
I had a nice black fedora, and my teenager snuck it out of my old apartment one day. And when she brought it back, there was a hole through it.
Oh, no.
So
I've got a couple of fedoras around here, one from each of my grandfathers. So I'm blessed to have those.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the next little thing you do down there is you can get yourself a copy of Pariah Blood and Mud. It's a 48-page graphic novel, perfect bound, satin finish, beautiful book. It is the first book of the Pariah series and the first book that takes place in the Rampart universe.
For only $12.
Yep. And it is the story of, it's the beginning of the saga of Elizabeth Payne. For $4, you can get that PDF. And then here for $17, you can get both the graphic novel of Pariah Blood and Mud and the 20-page floppy, A Damn Dirty Thing, plus the digital copies. And to the left there, that'll be the logo that's actually on the mug, Bishop Investigations. That's an actual working phone number, boys and girls, on the card, 410-449-2466. You can call, and Jake Bishop will answer the phone, or his answering service will answer the phone, and you can leave him a message. And we're going to pick the funniest, the best, whatever, from there. And the winner's going to get a little something free. Just be sure when you call, leave a way for us to know who you are. Don't dox yourself, but you know, you can just say, hey, this is Will or Joker fan or whatever. We'll know who you are. Just leave a message over there. I look forward to hearing all of them. I'm given to understand they're starting to pile up on there. So we'll see. The digital catch-up tier for both.
$7.
For $25, you get all 3 books, the novella, the Pariah Blood and Mud graphic novel, and the 20-page floppy, A Damn Dirty Thing.
Nice.
What a bargain. What a bargain. That's the price of one comic book these days.
Yeah, that's the price of one comic book that may or may not be a floppy.
Right. And it just might suck. These, however, have been certified to not suck.
Yes. I already read the first book of Pariah like twice. Well, I figured I should read, you know, each cover. Mm-hmm. I know it's the same book. You know, I loved it.
You like it all right?
Yeah, there was a nice little twist in there. And
yeah,
I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to go read it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like a Time Life commercial now. What happened?
$10 to get you all 3 digitals. And then $18 gets you the coffee mug. And believe me, that is the absolute cheapest we can sell them for. That's with me having them produced right next door to my house here. My neighbor has a sublimation print shop and does them for me. We buy the best quality mugs we can get for the money and print them over there, and I ship them out from my little old dinky house right here in the valley. $25, you can get the tapestry.
Nice.
And it is a beautiful thing. I love it. Shadowhawk says, somebody please drop the link in the chat.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
I think we can handle that. Cool. Now, I have no idea of knowing how many people are watching us because I'm not looking at YouTube right now. Excuse me.
That's good because most of my viewers come from X.
Over on the X, if you're watching, say hello. Let me know you're out there. Yeah. So if you scroll back up for a second, we'll look at these stretch goals. There's only two of them. By the way, starting next week, there will be some original interior pages for sale.
Oh, nice.
On the campaign. And I'm going to let them go kind of cheap, like maybe $100 a pop. The stretch goals here at $3,000, everyone will get the Porsche Vance trading card, which is going to be, and I've been saying this wrong, we've got the print of Porsche Vance, which is, where is that damn thing? It's going to be this size. And then, yeah, and then we're going to, at 3,000, we'll unlock a trading card of that Porsche Vance print.
Nice.
And that'll open that up. And then at $4,000, this is what I really want, boys and girls. We're going to do a full-on audiobook of the novella, not the comic book, the whole novella. I've got some great voices lined up to help me with this thing. I've got John Dillard. I've got Lori Calcaterra. I've got Gabe Pennyshot. I've got Oh Yucky Gum. People with these really great voices. You've all heard them online. Don't matter. Pay no attention to us, please. Hey, cut that out. And looking forward to bringing this to life. Now, there's a sample here, and I'm going to kind of tell you to stop at some point because this is a long sample, but I don't want you to think this is what the audiobook is going to sound like. This was a live read I did. Anthony just downloaded this sample and put in some effects and kind of mixed a little bit, but the quality is not all that great. But you can hear the writing, if you will. So if you want to play just a few seconds of that, I'll kind of wave you off when we get.
Just say when, because I'm on another screen.
Yeah. I love the music.
Money. It's always about the money. There was no movement Morelli's official banking records, but there was absolutely no chance he was living low. Not Morelli. No. Wherever he had planted himself, he'd be living in luxury, and that means money. When the mob moved money off the books, they did it through shadow bankers. There was one such individual used by the Italians, the Irish, and the Russians, and God knows who else. Whitey Doyle. If you needed money moved off the books, Doyle was your man. He operated out of a legitimate pawn shop in the business district of Iron Heights. Doyle's was the place to go if you were a whisper away from ruin, where the last shreds of dignity can be pawned for a breath of borrowed time.
That's good right there.
Well, so, that yeah. just gave me a Dame to Kill For vibes.
Yeah, it should. The book is written in the first person present tense narrative. It's Jake Bishop talking. And it's, you know, if I do say so myself, it's rather a tasty read. Well, excuse me. But in particular, I wanted to do this. I was just thinking about our friend Fanta. You know, Fanta, she's a super backer, a super fan. She does everything she can to promote anybody and everybody, as long as you're not a dick. And bless her heart, she has a sight impairment. And so I was thinking I would love to be able to produce an audiobook for not just her, but for others who maybe have a hard time with reading. Maybe they're dyslexic. Maybe they're have sight impairments. So I thought, nice. You know, and just for those who want to put something chill on, chances are the thing will be long enough to fall asleep to. You know, if I'm narrating a 60 to 70 page novel, surely that'll help you get to sleep. Yeah, a little Sin City. The last good noir film was Sin City, the first one. I'm not going to comment on the second one. The difference being it's not really 100% noir because of it's got a hell of a lot more gore in it, which is fine. I loved it. But, you know, I really wanted Will to capture the flavor of those old movies we used to watch on those rainy Sunday afternoons or late night Saturday TV. When there was a little static on the screen and you couldn't really see everything that great. Old black and white movie, just getting it done on a cold winter's night. What a great memory that is for me. And I wanted to be able to just show my love for that in this project.
Like last week, there was a day where we had torrential rains over here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like watching like any of my usual stuff after my Saturday morning cartoons, of course. And so I'm flipping around. I jump on the Tubi app. Mm-hmm. And Tubi knows me so well. The first suggestion they give me is the old serial, the first one, for Green Hornet.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
I binged that entire thing. It was like 32 episodes or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
still going. Oh, my God.
That's the danger of that stuff, man. I'll fall down that hole and just binge all of it. And, you know, the next thing you know, you need a shave because it's been a minute. Because I'll binge that stuff as well. I'm like you. While I was doing Pariah Blood and Mud, my favorite all-time movie is Casablanca. I never get tired of talking about it. Mm-hmm. The particularly the lighting, the cinematography, the casting, all of it was just so well done.
Oh yeah.
And I was watching it, and of course that put me in the mood to just go searching. So I looked up the Maltese Falcon, you know, Sam Spade, good stuff, you know, which in turn flipped me over to Philip Marlowe and The Big Sleep. And I'm like, I've already got a noir character in the second book of Pariah. Let me back up here and see if I can produce a comic book that will capture that flavor, that mood. And I hope I've done it with this book. You'll have to be the judge. It's only 20 pages, but the novella, of course, allows me to dive much deeper into that world and bring it to life a little. Yeah, weather can be a whole nother character depending on circumstances. Darn right, Shadowhawk.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that's my baby. And anyone who wants to back the book, you already have my appreciation. If you can't back the book, do me a favor. Go over to Fund My Comic, get the link, and maybe share it with somebody you know who might enjoy it. If you know someone who likes this stuff, you know, say, hey, this guy's got a good-looking old 1940s noir comic book and a novella. Maybe give it a look. So if you could do that for me out there, boys and girls, I would be ever so grateful. And of course, if you back it, I'll be even more grateful. Help me bring it to life.
There will be no sexual favors exchanged, just eternal gratitude.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends. You know, that's no, at my age, there won't be. Yes. I shared a meme this morning. Said aging is fun. Is this chest pain a panic attack or a cardiac arrest? How exciting to wonder if I'll be alive 10 minutes from now.
Oh my God.
Of course, I have finally reached that age. I remember I was there one time. I was having some chest pain and it was she backed it like a lot lizard, Gary. I was having chest pains one time and it turned out to be my ulcer was hitting that same nerve, that vagal nerve back there.
Oh yeah.
But, it was bad enough that I went out to the ER and, you know, and I told them just making sure it's not my heart, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, your heart's fine. So Now, though, that was a couple of years ago. Now I've reached the point where I start having a little chest pain. I go, well, I mean, if it's time to go, it's time to go. I've had a good run. Let me just get comfortable. You don't even worry about it anymore.
Let me get comfortable and pour scotch.
Yeah. Let me go out smoking a cigarette and drinking at least some good coffee, you know.
Yeah. It could be a good Irish coffee. You never know.
I don't do that, and I'll tell you why. I enjoy my scotch, and I enjoy my coffee. I just don't enjoy them mixed.
Well, I got for a few years, I've been getting a bottle of Screwball, that peanut butter whiskey. And it doesn't have a nasty aftertaste. It's good.
Right.
I put this is a 16-ounce tumbler.
So right.
If I fill this with coffee, like I'll put a flavor in it. But if I use the whiskey, I'll put not even a half a shot in.
Right. Just for flavor,
and I'll have the peanut butter coffee. And by the time I'm done with the coffee, I don't have a buzz or anything, but I've got that tingly warm feeling inside.
Yes.
From the whiskey. Yes.
A lot of people don't realize the whole point of a Irish coffee is that caffeine and that vasodilation you get from the hot part of the hot coffee speeds that alcohol through you, and you'll get buzzed much easier.
Yep. Kind of like diet soda.
diet soda. Diet soda.
There's a contradiction in terms, huh?
Yeah.
We call it diet, but all we do is put more chemicals that are going to kill you in it.
Right.
But something in those chemicals speeds the alcohol through your bloodstream faster than regular soda.
Yeah.
I noticed this at one of the bars I worked at when all the college kids started coming in and that would order rum cokes all the time. They found something online and now they're all ordering rum and diet coke.
Yeah. Okay, I just found.
At which point, I would like to scream, "No Coke, Pepsi!"
So I just found out I'm going to be on the bacon morning.
Nerd bacon
with Luke Stone tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. God help me, I better get some sleep. But I want to watch the cockfights tonight. It's going to be Matt Barr versus Jim O'Reilly. That's going to be a great show. I'm going to watch it, but golly, I really need to get some sleep.
Well, on the plus side, you can always watch it after you get off the stream with Luke.
True that.
So you're gonna be on the grill with Luke Stone, Randy Zimmerman, Pedro Ang, and who knows who else?
Yeah, Pedro's a buddy. I don't know Randy as well. But I know Luke. I know Pedro. Pedro's a hell of a guy, man. I like hanging out with Pedro. Oh, yeah. He's the only person I know that has more roosters crowing in his yard than I do.
And he's always threatening to kill the guy mowing the lawn outside. So he only seems to do that when he goes on the screen.
Right. But yeah, so tune in tomorrow morning, Nerd Bacon, over on Luke Stone's channel. Luke Stone, of course, is the founder and I think co-owner of... he may be the only owner, I don't know, of Fund My Comic, which is the only crowdfunding site that I endorse. All right. Indiegogo shadow banned me from start to finish and then had the nerve to take credit for I think 20% of my traffic. That's impossible for that to have happened. They lied to my face when we spoke to an account rep and said, "We don't do shadow banning." And I told the dude, I said, "Then right now while we're talking, I want you to log out of your admin and log into Indiegogo as a customer and go find my campaign. I dare you." And he couldn't do it. And of course, everybody in our community knows that's true.
Oh yeah.
And then the other company, Kickstarter, I know a lot of my friends use them, more power to them, but it's what they did to Mike Barron with the hate campaign that came in against him.
Oh yeah.
They're never going to get my business. So Fund My Comic plays none of those games. They're a straight shooting, honest, upfront company, and they charge less for the creators than the other two. Why would I not go over there.
Yep. FMC has a 3% platform fee, cheaper than anybody else.
Yep. And periodically he lowers that. He'll say, hey, if you put a campaign on right now, we're going to drop it to 2%. Like, wow, man. I mean, God bless him. Just doing everything he can to be creator friendly and user friendly.
And opposed to Indiegogo and Kickstarter, the only thing on Fund My Comic are comic books, graphic novels, and games.
Correct. Correct. They're not financing the next Ray-Ban's sunglasses.
Shadow says his prediction, Jim destroys Matt. Love you, Matt, but I'm sorry.
It's going to be a good matchup. They're both very talented artists.
Yeah.
They've been doing amazing shit talking on each other, which is what the cockfights are all about. And it's been wonderful. So I'm looking forward to it tonight. I'm going to take my melatonin. Hope it kicks in and maybe I'll fall asleep while it's still going. And then I'll check out the winner tomorrow.
Nice. So make sure you go to the link, back this book. If you missed out the first couple, missed out the first Pariah Mud and Blood, you can get that in the featured tier. We'll get you everything for a C-note, mm-hmm. except the shipping.
Yep, yep. Yeah, we worked really hard to keep the price point low on this. We've had people say, man, your price point's so low, how are you ever going to get funded? Well, we're going to do it no matter what.
Yep.
You know, if you back it, you're going to get it. So...
That sounds like another creator I know that just started up a new campaign the other day. Our buddy from a funny speaking country there, Mike Jimmy.
Oh, Mike Jimmy. Yep.
I just got the notification that he launched Life on Korra number 7 the other night.
Yeah.
I sent him a message today.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Mike Jimmy. We always got along really good. And I like what he's doing with Life on Korra. It's original. It's something totally different. And it's something I intend to I want to do a catch up tier and just get them all.
Oh yeah. I've got the originals of one and something else. I've got all the 6 issues. Plus I backed his volume 1 collected and I bought the hardcover. So I could get Jada Lanning's cover because it was gorgeous.
Right, right.
And he did like a little, he did a remark on inside everybody's cover, like one of the creatures from his universe.
Hey, that's Belmont Press, Jason. What's up? Thank you for
the birthday.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. Good to see you.
Hey, that's Vilma.
That's Mr. Smokes the Fox himself and Weaponized Werewolf.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is, of course, a fantastic freaking book. Yeah, so many great creators in our little neighborhood here that they wow me with their creativity, their originality. It takes a lot to carve a niche out for yourself in a field as huge as comics is, but so niche at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So, and Mr. Belmont has managed to do that. So has Mike Jimmy.
Yeah. They've always run good campaigns. Although Belmont had the inside track, he had he tapped into the massive talent and never stopped writing of Mike the Red Baron.
Yes, the Bloody Red Baron, Mike. Love that guy.
I saw Mike posting and tagging a creator I got to meet back in 2019 at one of the conventions around me, Graham Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Who talked to me about all this stuff and the whole Compass Comics thing before it was officially Compass Comics, and he bought he bought the hardback of Metacomba Keys from Graham and was flashing it up there. With the Red Baron approval.
Mike is good people. I've had the pleasure now of being on stream with him many times. What a gentleman. What a perfect gentleman. Listen, he is to the comic book world what the freaking Rolling Stones are to rock and roll, you know.
And yet
he won't hesitate to just spend the time to talk to you, chat you up, talk to you about his project, talk to you about your project. He's just a genuinely nice person.
Oh, I've had him on a bunch of times. Got cut short a couple of times, like the four or five times I had him on. Because when the missus gets home, it's time to go.
Yeah, he'll give you the Irish goodbye in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go.
So I'm gonna back this, of course, and I'm backing Mike and Kelsey's Scourge Nexus, because now I have to have everything Nexus because I backed the Rude Dudes last two campaigns.
There you go.
I got his artist edition, which is like a deep dive into his whole art procedure and everything he does. And I got the Gormando thing. I informed my LCS that his new 5-issue mini that he's re-releasing and redoing the entire thing was going to be a free comic book day book. I go, and you better get it, because if I show up to your shop and you don't get that book, I'm going to be pissed and just go on Yelp while I'm still there, because I didn't see the movie. Don't make me call the town because your comic shop isn't handicap accessible.
Everything about the creators that I have met, that I've come to know, has been nothing but a great experience, with minor exceptions. There's an asshole everywhere in every community, but you're just a
good. But enough about me.
Yeah. But I don't let those guys. I don't let those guys taint the pool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's just a lot of Jim O'Reilly, a perfect gentleman. He didn't know me from Adam's house cat. He's a big guy. He's a semi big name, And I reached out to him to do the cover B for Pariah Blood and Mud. And what would it cost me to get you to do that? He goes, just send me some comps, Doc. I like your stuff. Well, thank you very much. What a blessing that was. And again, Luke Stone came in strong with another cover for me. So I don't know. I might get someone other than me to do the Porsche Vance card. Someone who can really draw the sexy ladies. I'm trying to think about who I want that to be.
I might know a guy.
Who?
I might know a guy.
Oh, you might know a guy. I know a lot of artists.
Well, you know this guy too. So.
Oh, I.
He likes drawing the boobage.
Yeah, exactly. Stay out of the drama and just smoke your weed. I stay out of the drama, drink my coffee, and smoke way too many cigarettes.
Our close personal friend there, Sean Zilla.
Yes, Sean is absolutely a badass. I love Sean. I might need to reach out to Sean. Matter of fact, if you talk to him before I do, ask him if he's interested.
Oh, he'll be interested.
Yeah, just ask him if he's affordable.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but Sean sent me original art as a Christmas present this past year.
I may have seen it, but refresh my memory. Oh, hell yeah. You guys, if you haven't seen Sean Howell's work, you're missing out. This guy is amazing. I don't even have the words. Look at that. It's just awesome work.
And I know, that nice board that it's on. So I'm like,
yeah.
Now, just off to the left of the Joker cling, you can see, keeping track of my thermostat, that's out of view, is a black and white autograph photo of Cesar Romero as the Joker. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of that was a commission of the Joker that War of the Independence Dave Ryan did for me.
Right.
Many moons ago. He also did a caricature of my daughter as Wonder Woman, because she used to love the Linda Carter Wonder Woman show when she was little.
Right.
And I bought...
Who
still doesn't? I'm like, I heard her husband passed away, rest in peace. I'm like, do I have a shot? No.
I'm gonna put a link in the private chat for you. That's a little teaser of what's coming after A Damn Dirty Thing, if you want to show it. Oh, that's awesome.
And these are the two prints that I bought for myself. The one with the camera is his homage to Killing Joke, and the other one was just dark because, well, it's the Joker.
And these are Sean?
This is Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought like five prints.
He is so good, at man. Christmas. That dude.
I got two for my daughter. Her favorite Disney movie is Brave, and Sean did an amazing Merida back in the day.
Yeah.
And got her like one of her favorite characters, like from anime, because his kids tell him what's cool in anime.
Yeah. So and, I sent a link to you in the private chat. Mm-hmm. Just make sure it's a good link before you, because I don't know if that's the right link or not.
I think so. It's like 54 seconds long.
Yep, that's it.
Sanctum Fate, the trailer. Oh yeah, we can play this.
Yep. Is back.
Yes. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
I wouldn't call that scorned, but you're correct, sir. There's the quote we used on the last book was revenge, the sweetest morsel to the mouth that ever was cooked in hell.
or even this one, hell hath no fury like a woman with a golem.
Yeah. Yeah. You have made quite a name for yourself, Justin. And I'm sorry I called you Jason earlier. I do that to him every time, and I'm so sorry. I have no idea why.
And hopefully it's not the name where it's because your tube stocks stand up by themselves.
It's listen, I know too many Justins and too many Jasons. That's all that's the only thing. And I'm old. Damn it, I just had another birthday. Said his mom calls him Jason. All right, well then, you know, I got it from your mom. What can I say?
Oh damn!
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, I've got two projects that are going to keep me tied up till probably the end of July. I will start working in earnest on the next Pariah book at that point. July, August, September, November, December, probably spring. Because it's gonna take a while to do this. I'm not as fast as some people, but I do my best to maintain the appropriate flavor to the art. So we'll keep announcements coming.
Awesome. Go check out the campaign. Get in on this. If you're a Bogan, you can get the Australian variant, which is the digital tier. And you can even have Doc teach you how to do that trick.
Way too much time alone as a child is my only
which 20 years later turned into the Wolfpack on WCW Nitro.
Yeah. Will, thanks for having me out, man. I enjoyed talking to you again. You know,
Doc, Will, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, Will's a brother in Christ, and we stay in touch over on the Facebook more than we do anywhere else. And it always lifts my day up to see your memes and your posts and whatever. It keeps me going, brother.
All right, thank you. So we're going to end this one here. Go check it out. This will be available to rewatch, obviously, on YouTube and over on X. But tonight you'll be able to find copies of this on the audio podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcast. If you use a particular outlet like Spotify or Google or iTunes, please take the time to write a nice 5-star review. 5 is the perfect amount of stars for us. And it'll help us get seen and more people on board the creators outlet.
Yep. So also, before we go, if I could plug, every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join me at Doc's Coffee Shop on YouTube. It is my kind of tribute to the great morning drive talk shows from my youth. If you enjoy that kind of thing, we do meme review, great moments of comic history with my co-host Tanner Hurley and myself. And it's an hour and a half show. You'll have a good time, I promise.
Yeah. And it's got coffee, so
it's got coffee. You'll find it under Doc Blaylock on YouTube. I'm the only Doc Blaylock there, so I'm easy to find.
When I want to find you on a platform, I just type in Doc, and you just come up to the top of the list. So.
That's it, baby. Look for that icon.
There you go.
A friend of mine, Emily Brown, drew that for me years ago, and I said, I will find a use for it, and I have.
Nice. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Everybody that was in the chat tonight, all the lurkers on X, we thank you very much. I'll be back, I believe, this Friday with my co-host and partner in crime, Thomas. We're doing an old 1970s horror book from DC Comics.
Very cool. Very cool. So,
it's got an odd title, but it looks from the cover, it's got like a almost like a dark shadow kind of like art feel to it. But from the title, you think, oh, it's a romance comic. It's got nothing to do with romance whatsoever. it's strictly a horror suspense book, and it was amazing. Tune in Friday night for Boomer for that. And then I'll be back next week with another guest, maybe a couple of guests. I've got a couple people lined up. I've got Joe Catapano coming on, and the creator of a book that I can't remember the name of now.
Okay, Boomer.
It sucks getting old.
Aging is not for the weak, boys and girls. No. Don't try this at home. We're professionals.
Yeah.
I do all my own stunts.
So do I. I fall down a lot. Take care, everybody.
Peace.